Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli.
Hi, Jim. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning, Retha. How's it going? Wow, that week went by fast, didn't it? We're here on show number two.
It really did fly by, didn't it?
Time flies whether you're having fun or not, doesn't it? It's amazing. So much
it's
going
true.
On.
Did
well, here
good...
we are in our show number two. We got so much information regarding, you know, baby boomers or anyone for your health tips, places to live, celebrity interviews, Social Security information, and Retha's keeping us up to date with everything in the tech business, huh, Retha?
Yeah. Did you have a good week, Jim?
Yeah. It's, geez, I just can't help but thinking how fortunate we are. When you walk outside and it's almost February and it's 78 degrees. I mean, you know, when you watch the news with the weather going on back in the Midwest, and it's like you can't help but feel fortunate, you know.
Oh, I know. I filmed all week last week. We filmed in Long Beach. We filmed in Venice. People in bikinis. I love L.A. What can I tell you?
I love
it's
L.A.
A
you got
great
your,
place
you got your
to
Super Bowl
live.
Tickets, Reese? Are you ready to go to New York? February 2nd?
No. No.
Well, look, if you change your mind, you can get the resale tickets. I think they're going from $2,500 to, they say, to like $800,000. That's the rumor I heard.
Yeah, well, like I said,
well,
I love
we'll
LA.
Pass on that. And maybe we'll catch it on TV and talk about it after the game.
Well,
no, but it's,
let's get
it's
started
amazing.
With our hot topics this morning, Jim. You know, there's been just so much stuff that's been going on in the news. And
so much.
It's been a good week. It's been a bad week. So one of the bad things that happened this week is we lost two of our baby boomer icons. They might be the most well-known people to everybody, but I'm sure both, all of us, I know I do, you do, and most of us baby boomers remember the actor Russell Johnson, who played the professor on Gilligan's Island.
Oh, God. I watched
we
that
lost
from
him.
Day one. Yeah, I watched that from day one, I'll tell you.
I don't think that there's a baby boomer alive that doesn't remember Gilligan's Island. And he played the professor, and he was just known as an all-around good guy. Even on the show, he played a good guy. And
he sure portrayed the professor well, didn't he? I mean, he came across like a professor.
He really did. He played Professor Roy Hinckley, and he always had these scientific schemes to get the castaways off the island, and Gilligan would always do something and bumble the whole thing. And I used to say, how are they going to stay on this island? I don't know how many years the show was on, but they stayed on that island for a long time before they got rescued.
And
then
they sure must
sequels.
Have had a lot on that boat, huh?
They really did. And of course, they had all that money that Mr. Howell had brought on the boat. But Russell Johnson,
I think they had a kind of a large cargo ship behind them.
Well, yeah. Or that little boat had a lot of stuff on it. But
oh,
Johnson was 89 years old when he passed. He passed this Thursday, January 16th.
Wow.
And it was of natural causes. And, you know, he had done other things in his acting career, too. In the early 50s, he was a character actor. And he played Marshall Gibbs Scott in two seasons of Black Saddle, which was a western. A lot of people remember the westerns from the 50s and 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a dozen of special appearances and on TV. And he did a lot of big screen roles, too. So he did a lot of work in the 50s and in the 60s. And
oh, you know, and we remember
an acting teacher.
Wow, and you know, we remember that stuff. You just it sticks with you, and it's, you know, what's surprising is sometimes you'll see that actor that you've seen so long playing a certain role, and you see him in another role. It takes you a minute to switch over, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, he also was an acting teacher. I actually took some classes from him in the 70s. I remember him being a very nice teacher. You hear these stories about these very mean acting teachers, but he wasn't. Uh-huh. He was a really nice guy. And
yeah.
One of the quotes that they have of him for his advice to young actors is, most of us have to really learn how to do what we do, and that takes some studying and being part of an acting group. He said preparation is everything, and that means studying. And another important ingredient
to
acting, he said, was success, for acting success, was perseverance, he said. And you can
Perseverance pays off.
Absolutely. He said, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't persevere, if you don't stick to it, it doesn't mean a thing. And I'm certainly an example of that, because my big break didn't come until after I was 60 years old. So,
well, exactly. And look at so many people, like in business and so on. You have the Colonel Sanders Chicken. I think he was in his 60s. And the list goes on and on with people that just hung in there. And eventually it pays off, you know. I mean,
absolutely.
And if it doesn't, if what you're shooting for, if you have that certain path and it's not working, well, you can adjust it a little bit, but you keep going forward, you know.
Absolutely. And then the other person we lost this week, actually on the same day, was Dave Madden. Now, some people didn't know his real name, but everybody knew him as Reuben Kincaid on The Partridge Family.
Partridge Family, yeah.
You remember the Partridge Family? The girls love the Partridge Family because we loved looking at the hot guy, David Cassidy, at the time. He was a heartthrob. But,
exactly. And
but
what did you think of the follow-up? You know, like, we're used to the Partridge Family when it first came out, aired on TV. And how did you like the follow-up when they made the movie?
Well, I was a David Cassidy fan, so I was like all the rest of the screaming young girls at the time. Just David Cassidy could do no wrong, so we would just watch him do anything. So even though the movie may not have been good as the series, it was still David Cassidy and the Partridge Family.
Yeah,
so we
exactly.
watched it. And one of the things that also made the Partridge Family really work was the relationship that Dave Madden had with Danny Bonaducci.
Mm-hmm.
They had this love-hate relationship going on the show, and Danny Bonaducci became a star because of that, and he's a radio personality now. But he started off at the on the Partridge Family, and Shirley Jones, who could forget Shirley Jones playing
Shirley Jones.
The mother.
Exactly.
And you never really knew about Shirley Jones' character and Dave Madden's character. That was sexual tension in the early days.
In the early days, yeah. And now, the Partridge Family first started, when was that? The 60s.
Yeah.
And you wonder when
people... It was the 70s.
70s, okay. Well, I was going to say late, it would have been the 70s, yeah.
Yeah,
you wonder
the
when
70s.
They worked... When they worked together so long, what comes out of that in a personal aspect, you know? I mean... They work together, and you see situations where they'll wind up getting together, getting married, and, you know, it's amazing how that works out.
Absolutely. Well, they definitely were good friends. And, you know, like I said, we'll all remember Dave Madden as being Reuben Kincaid and just the great character he was on The Partridge Family. And, you know what? I think it's time for us to... Go to a commercial break. Yeah.
We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
So, Jim, what's your next hot topic?
Well, you know, I'm just this may not be as much fun, but I'm just going to touch on some of the topics in the news. And I've been watching a lot about Christie and what's going on with him, you know, and what they're talking about is, you know, the presidential race will be coming up, and I think he's probably front runner for the Republicans. And what they're talking about is some of the potential investors possibly stepping back a little bit to wait to see what happens with all this stuff going on with the closure and the hurricane issue and all that. And you wonder if the Democrats are looking at Christie as the only real challenger to Hillary. Are they making this the partisan witch hunt? You know, because there's so much, you know, there's 20 allegations on this. And, you know, he came across by the 20 subpoenas. And he came across by just explaining everything, saying he didn't know anything about it. And then you have the situation where it, I think it was Weinstein at 6 o'clock in the morning, went out to check to see if the traffic was backed up because of the closure they put together by the GW Bridge. And these are all allegations that, you know, they wonder how much did he know? And he's basically saying, you know, he didn't know anything, and he let the people go, and he did what was right, you know. So it's all going to be, it's all going to come out, but it's a big issue because, you know.
We're going to have to sit back and see what really pans out, because there are a lot of accusations, and it's going to be a lot of he said, she said, but.
Exactly.
It's all going to come out in the wash.
Now,
you know what else is in the news? You know what else is in the news this week? There were big fires in California this week. We have had all of this heat, which we can love going to the beach and having a great time, but we've had fires raging this week. It was really kind of tragic. I know several homes were involved, and
we had some help. We had fortunately we had a little help from Canada.
Yeah,
Water drop planes that they volunteered, and that helped some of it, fortunately. But, you know, Aretha, what we have here is a major dry spell.
I know, and we have to keep looking out for the fires. And who would have thought in going into the mid-January, we'd still be in the middle of dry season and fire season. And
well,
we also celebrated the 20-year anniversary of the Northridge earthquake.
Northridge.
It's been 20 years ago, and I think everybody in Los Angeles remembers where they were. We were mostly asleep at the time of the Northridge earthquake, and we had freeways collapse, we had buildings collapse,
and it was
really a tragic. But you know what? The big one's coming. It's been about 20 years. Every 20 years that we have another earthquake. So I just want to remind everyone, you need to be prepared. You need to have your emergency preparedness going on. So get your water, get your flashlights, check your batteries in your flashlights, get your emergency food, and don't forget your pet. Make sure you have
dog
food for your pet.
And it's amazing that 20 years went so fast. You know, when you mention it, I'm thinking, it's really been 20 years?
I know. It's amazing. And if it's been 20 years since you've checked your emergency supplies, you need to check them again.
Time to throw out that soup.
Exactly. Now, what else? We have a caller.
Okay.
Who's our caller?
Hello, Aretha. It's John.
Hi, who's this?
John Woodward.
John.
How are you? I want to congratulate you on your show.
Well, thank you so much. This is John Woodward. He's the writer, producer of the movie that will be filming soon, Hidden Valley. And that's going to be we were talking about heartthrobs earlier in the show. We're going to have some heartthrobs in that movie, too. It's all, I can't tell what it's all about, but it's going to be great. John, thank you for calling in. I want to tell you my ankle is doing well. We were at an event last night, and I had a little spill, but I'm doing well.
She had a little spill, yes, just a little spill. And I'm glad you're doing good. That was a lot of fun last night, and I'm glad that we all got together. But I wanted to congratulate you on your show. And I've been listening, and congratulations, and I'm glad we had time together last night.
Yes, we had a great time last night. Thanks for calling in, John, and congratulations on Hidden Valley, The Awakening, and I look forward to filming that with you.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
You know, Aretha,
okay.
You mentioned Northridge. You know, it's really amazing, the resilience. And then you go back even further to San Francisco. And building a city is one thing, but when a city is destroyed and you see it just totally rebuilt, it's just amazing how people come back, isn't it? I mean,
it is absolutely amazing. We are a resilient group. And speaking about resilience, you wanted to talk about the Olympics.
Well, you know, we have kind of a reassurance from Putin, but, you know, there's a lot of, it's being held in February 7th to February 23rd in Sochi, Russia, and there's been a lot of threats that have been coming in, and Putin has really put together a very strong presence around Sochi to, you know, protect. It's not only the city, but it's people coming and going. And you see some of the input people are putting in as far as some of the interviews. People are saying, well, I don't know if I'd go there. I'm a little uncomfortable because of all this that's going on. And then you have the, you know, the threats. There was a couple of these people on TV, and they claim responsibility for the suicide attacks that killed 30 people in Volgograd, I think it was. And they said, as for your Olympics, something that you really want, we have prepared a present for you. You do your business and we'll do ours. We prepared a present for you and the tourists who come over. And when you hear stuff like that, it's, okay, I wonder if I should go or just maybe watch it on TV. It's getting to the point where this event, it's going to be half watched for the event, but a lot of people are going to be watching it just to see if anything happened, you know.
I know.
They're saying they have enough
people,
the whole thing.
I know. Well,
they say they have enough people to attack every day, so it's all up to you know, can he cover it all? Can he cover all the bases? You know.
Right, and you add in the whole intrigue about Snowden being there. They're making a big deal out of that. Whether or not he should be allowed to go to the Olympics, I think sometimes we forget that we can't control every other country in the world. And so Putin has a right to say and to do what he wants to do as long as he protects the Olympics. And whether, you know, what Snowden does, they've given him asylum. It's asylum. So it's up to them. And you know
what,
Jim?
That's the issue now is did the Russians have anything to do? Former CIA director, Michael Hayden, said he had no reason to doubt that Snowden has a doomsday cachet of highly sensitive info that can be released. And what they're worried about is, okay, where he's at now and what he put out is one thing. But if he goes any further, if they hold him down any further, he might release more information, and they say that would be catastrophic.
Well, I'm sure he has more to release, and all we can do is kind of stand by and watch it kind of unfold.
Stand by and see what happens.
But as far as I'm concerned, we got to have faith that the Olympics are going to be safe and, you know, just pray that everything goes well. And you know
what?
It'll go well. I think we're up for our next commercial, Jim.
Commercial break. Okay, Aretha, see you in a minute.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Aretha Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discolorations, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.arethagray.nerium.com. That's Arethagray.nerium.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
So, Jim, I call this segment Gems from Jim. You know, gems like precious stones, like diamonds and rubies. From Jim, our own Jim Zuli. What are you going to talk to us about today, Jim?
Well, you know, we kind of specialize with and it's open to everyone, but we kind of specialize with the baby boomers, the people our age in the 50s, 60s. And the topic I have is as far as places to retire. And there's so many things people have to think about. There's so many bases that have to be covered. And each individual preference, it's like, what do you want? Do you want a place with education or whatever? My choice is I go for weather. And we have Southern California, which averages 78 degrees year-round. And we have our sports, our entertainment, our places for outing. You could go surfing, skiing. You have everything is here. And another thing I look at is we have very few mosquitoes and no humidity. So you put all that together, that's probably the best weather in the world. But the issue for California and for a lot of boomers that live across the country is your average house could be $700,000 here compared to $200,000 in other areas. So you have to count on a price increase if you move to an area like this. And, you know, there's so many factors. Like, for instance, we have other locations where Asheville, North Carolina, for one of the top places that people have picked. Athens, Georgia, Austin, Texas, Clearwater, Florida, Mesa, Arizona. But one of my concerns for some of these is you have the cold weather and you have the very hot weather. So they have other situations too. Their taxes, you have to look for the taxes. There's so many facets in there. What kind of education do they have? The baby boomers want to be around colleges. You have to be around areas with a good economy, hospitals. These are things that they noted that you should put on your list. Economy, hospitals close, recreation, low crime. The Southern California area is an area that has a low crime rate and it has the weather. But again, you have the issue with the property values. You have to have marketing, places where you have the markets. People think they might want to move away from civilization. They might think, I want to get away from it all. I want to be somewhere where there's not so many people. But this can easily begin to feel, make you feel isolated. You know what I mean, Reith?
Retirement's a big issue, and there are lots of places where people can move. And I know definitely weather's a consideration for me, and I really don't want any more people to move to L.A., so I hope they move to Mesa, Arizona, and some of those places in Florida that you mentioned. And thanks for that information, Jim. And we're going to have to move on now. And I'm going to
there's a lot
have
more,
my
but we have time.
Because
we have time in our future shows to go through it, right?
Absolutely. So I just want to talk a little bit for my tech time, because us baby boomers don't like to get involved in these newfangled things. But email is no longer a newfangled thing. Email has been around, and I've got so many friends that they have email, but they don't use it. And I actually know some people who don't even have email. Email, almost everyone has a computer now, or at least a smartphone. You can get email on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet. And it's really a major way of communicating. The price of stamps went up again, I think, on January 1st. I think they went up to 49 cents a stamp.
Almost 50 cents, yeah.
Almost 50 cents a stamp. I mean, I remember 2 cent stamps. I hate to date myself. But,
2 cent stamp and gas was 22 cents a gallon.
Exactly. And so when you can send free email compared to having to spend 50 cents a stamp, and email, I mean for everything. When you want to communicate with a company, almost all of them have emails, and they will answer you back quicker if you send them a little email. Your friends, it's definitely a way you can communicate with your friends and your family. You know, it used to be a big deal when a letter came to the house when we were young, because you didn't get a bunch of mail. Now we get all this junk mail. I hate to go to my mailbox because most
junk mail. And then there's a way, Reith, isn't there, to limit all the junk email you get?
You can. You can put a spam filter on your email so you don't get as much junk mail. You can communicate with everybody. And even when you're applying for jobs and things like that now, they really only want to do it through the email system. And it doesn't matter which email you have. A lot of people like Gmail. It's free. It's through the Google system. A lot of people like Yahoo Mail. Both of us, I think it's funny, have AOL, which was one of the first systems of email. So at one time, almost everybody had AOL Mail.
Oh, yeah, it was all AOL.
You can have free email. You can actually pay for email, which allows you to have as many emails as you want to store up as possible.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about it getting cut off or getting too many emails. And it's really, really simple. I want to encourage all the baby boomers, talk to your kids, talk to your grandkids, have them set you up an email. You can get your bill notifications through email. You can do a world of things through email. So I just want to encourage you, if you don't have an email address, get one. If you have an email address, give it to somebody. Use your email.
And, you know, I'm with a volunteer group, and a lot of the people are in their 60s and 70s, and I'm seeing that really everyone is really getting into that. They're really aware. It's not like, okay, this set of people after 50 or 60 doesn't want to deal with this. They do, and they realize the benefits, you know. Now,
absolutely.
Question, what do you think the balance is between, you know, communicating with people, your friends and family and so on and so forth, email compared to wanting to just call them up and talk to them?
Well, the young people like the email, and men like email. And I think it's because men use less words, and they can control how many words we women use if they use email or text.
Yeah, I can see that.
But, yeah, I think I'm a phone person, but I use a lot of email. So it works both ways. Now, let's talk about what's coming up in the future, Jim, because we've got some shows coming up. I know you have some people you want to talk about some things.
There's just so much, Reith. There's so much. The show's coming up that Eric's producing, and, you know, the Kids Town Live, and there's, you know, all his blog talk shows. And
oh,
I'll
you're
tell
talking
you,
about the other shows. That's true.
There's so many shows. And what we have planned, you know, basically these first couple of shows is we're just touching on some of the, you know, some of the hot topics in the news, some of the things we're going to be covering, but what we have in store as far as interviews with celebrities, as far as really getting more involved in what is the proper decision to make with your Social Security, the right decisions to make with your insurances, where to live, all these are such important decisions that when people make them, if they make a mistake, it could be a costly mistake. And we'll touch on, be careful of your money. You know, you read stories about people that they have a retirement savings put away, and somebody comes along and talks them out of it. And there they sit, losing $100,000.
And
you know.
And we're going to have some celebrities on, and maybe some authors, and all kinds of stuff coming up in the next few weeks. And
well, you know,
hopefully we're going to be able to start doing some remotes. So we're actually going out.
That's what I was thinking. One of us will hold the mic, one of us will hold the camera, and we could switch back and forth.
Absolutely.
But you know what? We're going to have some celebrities that some of the people may remember. Oh, we'll find, you know, some of the movies from the 60s, and, you know, we'll see if we can get interviews, you know, with some of the people on there and make them think back when, way back when.
And the main thing is we're just going to have a good time, Jim.
Are you having a good time? It's
absolutely
fun. This is fun.
I want to thank all of our listeners. As you see, we do have a call-in number. So next week, if you have any questions or you want to call in or talk to Jim and I, note the call-in number, and we'll be able to have a conversation with you. So as
questions regarding
used to say to
whatever
Gracie
you want to
Allen,
talk about.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, George Byrne used to say to Gracie Allen, I'm going to say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye, Gracie. Goodbye. Goodbye, Reitha.
Bye, Jim.
I remember that.
And so,
thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Reitha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live.
brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.com on Blog Talk Radio.